You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Softbait with True Stories, and in the studio right now we've got Pat and Josh from Softbait. Kia ora, how are you both?
Kia ora, really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice to have you up here.
Yeah, lovely to be here.
We just realised it's the first time you guys have actually made your way into the halls of BFM.
It is.
Which is buzzy because you've had two number ones in the BFM top 10, including that song there.
And we've had 2 years of trying to get here.
So finally,
the world is in a place where we can
come through the doors. It's a very good feeling. Hey, congratulations on the single so far. They've been awesome. Obviously, they've been doing well. The listeners have been loving it. You've got another one coming out tomorrow, which we're going to have a listen to shortly. And you're announcing some gigs to celebrate the record. Let's start at the beginning a wee bit. Now we've got you in the studio. Who is Softbait? Who are all four of you?
It is Cameron McIntosh, a drummer, Ezra, bass player, and then Patrick over here on guitar, and then I'm Josh and do singing and play guitar.
Nice.
And about like four of us like got together and just kind of been like, bouncing back and forth like ideas off each other, and kind of naturally like formed and progressed into the sound that is Softbait.
And it's a very singular sound as well. It's sort of obviously got some strong punk origins, but there's some different influences coming in there too. What was kind of on the mood board, I guess, when you were trying to work out who Softbait was going to be?
Yeah, I guess I had been overseas for 3 years or so in London, and I was influenced a lot by the music that was happening there. And then coming back, I kind of had some ideas of that sort of UK-based kind of rock sound, but also once I met Josh and the others and sort of coming together, it was really just kind of that sound.
It kind of wasn't like forcing anything, or like, not necessarily like, we all had like similar interests, but it wasn't like, okay, we're going to sit out and sound like something. Yeah. It kind of just like all meshed together.
Yeah, I kind of came with like a few years of just ideas of songs, and they could have gone in any direction, you know. It was just guitar melodies and things that I just put on my voice recorder and just kind of played around with. And so it only became Softbait when we all came together, and like Josh's voice and these things started coming together. That was like, this is like what we're doing and the sound we're doing, and we never sat down and went, we want to do this thing, which is why the song you'll hear soon is actually quite different to our other songs that we've put out so far. And the album has got like a lot of movement. It's not just singular from, you know, the two songs we put out have been pretty fast, heavy songs. But yeah, there's a bit more to it than that.
Got some other tricks.
Nice. It does feel very much like a project that has come together very realised. You know, sometimes a band's first album is rough and ready in a brilliant way. This feels very like, you know, these ideas are things you've had in the vault for a while, and now they're finally getting a chance to be released.
Yeah, I think, and that's exactly what's kind of a symptom of what has happened, you know? Yeah. It was literally, I had played music all my life, and then I went overseas and didn't for 3 years. And so I saw lots of music overseas, but I wasn't playing. I was just playing guitar. So when I came back, I was just like ready to
need a band.
Let's make it happen. And you know, was lucky enough to meet Josh and Cam, and then get Ezra, who was obviously an old bandmate of mine, on board as well, which was awesome.
What was the previous band that you and Ezra were in?
It's called Red Sky Blues.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Which we played a lot in Wellington back in the day. Yeah.
Very cool. Josh, have you done much in the way of vocals before? Is this your first foray into this space, or have you had other bands?
I've had other bands. So I met Cameron, the drummer. We used to play in this band, Ostrander Aardvark, together when we were in Dunedin. And that was quite like, high intensity, more on the like yelling side of things.
Nice. It's definitely on the spectrum of singing, for sure.
Yeah, and then played a few years in this band Dinosaur Sanctuary with Kane Strang as the frontman for that, before he really went into like doing his solo stuff full on. And then I kind of like I lived in Estonia for a bit, and kind of took a step back from music. I guess was like focusing more on like visual arts, and then kind of got more and more into like lyrical kind of stuff, where I was like really drawn to like lyrics and poetry, still as well as the music, but like kind of dived into that and had like a few years of just having a lot of diary entries really of like lyric ideas. And then when I met Pat and he had these like ideas, it was kind of nice to like go through the notebook and like kind of dig up old rants and stuff like that.
Nice.
And kind of form them into songs that, again, when I was writing the lyrics, I didn't really think of how they should be delivered or what the music was going to sound like behind that. So it's a good combination.
It was quite incredible coming with these ideas I had and then meeting someone like Josh and spinning ideas, and so suddenly he had like all this lyrics, and it was like incredible to just like
meant to be.
Awesome.
What was it like in Estonia? What were you studying visual arts over there, or were you just hanging out? What was the vibe
I was
like?
Just at a design school there.
Cool.
And it's a wonderful vibe. It's good.
Very cool.
Eastern Europe.
Did you see much music when you were over there? Obviously, London's influenced you, Pat. Did you actually experience much of the soundscapes of Estonia?
Went to a lot of doom metal shows.
Sick.
They're really into that. And, yeah, aside from, I guess, like, techno stuff as well, then, yeah, but... pretty easy. We'll go to like anything sort of deal.
Looking forward to the techno second album from Softbait. That'll be a good vibe. Yeah. this is, well, I think we should have a listen to the new single because it is really awesome. And I agree with what you're saying, Pat. I think it brings out a new sort of colour to the palette of Softbait as well. Tell us a wee bit though, before we get into it, about the gig. When and where is it all going to be in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, so we're playing at Whammy on Saturday, 5th of November. Which we're really excited for, and we are playing with Ringlets and Babe Martin, which is going to be great. Then the night before, on the 4th, we are playing in Hamilton at Last Place with Jim Nothing,
cool,
which is going to be awesome. It's his first show out of Auckland.
Awesome.
And then on the 9th, we are playing in Wellington with Mirror Ritual and Soft Plastic. So,
Sick.
We've got some great support acts that we're really excited to play with.
Yeah, that sounds heaps of fun. Under the Radar, as per usual for tickets, they've gone live this morning, I believe. So get amongst. A neat little $15. That's easy as.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. And thanks for letting us have an early spin of this song, Plot Points by Softbait.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
In places praying our mothers will not know. I hear a weep from a humble abode. The damage is done. Panthers fought in snakes, convictions of a fool. Listen, how old are you now? And plot points that blow, related to a past that left you sour and cold. With the excuses I've heard, with the excuses I've known. How old are you now?
Yeah.
so tired of waiting on.
That's brand new from Softbait. It actually comes out tomorrow. Early Spin, thank you very much to Pat and Josh for coming in and chatting to us about Plot Points, that new song, and their gig, which is going to be happening on the 5th of November at Whammy Bar. You might have heard some vocals in the background there. That was Louisa Nicklin on that track too. Very cool collaborative sounds all round.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.